Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson called The Psychology of To-Do Lists. So far, we've talked about how to-do lists can be very helpful, but sometimes maybe they're not so helpful. With each to-do list, there might be some limitations. There might be a problem. And of course, we have some solutions that we will continue learning about in today's lesson. Now, if you have a to-do list, often you will have some difficult tasks and maybe some easier ones. Which ones do you usually do first? The difficult ones or the easy ones? Carolyn?
Well, I usually try to do the easier ones or the shorter ones first, but it also depends on the amount of time I have available. So if I only have a short amount of time, I'll try to do as many easy tasks as I can. Mm-hmm. But if I have a long amount of time or a lot of time, then I might go ahead and try to do one of the longer or harder tasks and get it done.
Yeah, you feel better getting a more difficult task finished. That is for sure. If I have a difficult task, I might try to do a little bit of it and then take a break and do an easy task. Well, what about you? Right now, it's time for us to get started with today's lesson, The Psychology of To-Do Lists.
The Psychology of To-Do Lists. Problem. Most people have a preference for short, easy tasks. But this can lead to the easy jobs getting checked off, while long ones remain. Solution. Divide long assignments into smaller parts. For example, don't write, plan trip to Japan, write, check plane ticket prices online. This makes long tasks seem easier. You can also use fun tasks as rewards when you finish difficult ones. Problem. Writing the list itself can be a form of procrastination. It gives you a sense of accomplishment without doing any real work.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Do you use to-do lists to help you stay organized? In today's reading, we'll learn two more ways that to-do lists can help us to make the best use of our time. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Preference. Preference is a noun. When we go out to eat, George's preference is for Italian food. Assignment. Assignment is a noun. Writing an article about her favorite writer was a fun assignment for Lisa. Procrastination. Procrastination is a noun. Procrastination just makes you more stressed because you have less time to complete your tasks. Abandon. Abandon is a verb. After his injury, Harry abandoned basketball and became a swimmer. Let's begin.
All right, so with each problem, we have a solution, and we're going to get to the solution for this problem after our break. But for now, let's go back to the beginning of this lesson. We read about a problem. Most people have a preference for short, easy tasks. Carolyn, do you find that to be true?
I think that's pretty true. A lot of people do have a preference for short or easy tasks. And that is a word from the word bank. Preference. Now, if you have a preference, then that is a thing that you prefer or something that you like to do more than something else.
That's right. You have a preference for something. Of course, I have a preference to do easier things. Nobody usually has a preference to do more difficult things. Of course, life is full of things that we need to do, and some of them are difficult. Now, a preference. Well, you can use this in other ways. You need to go to dinner tonight. Do you have a preference for steak or for salmon? What will you choose? What is your preference?
That's right. So you could have a preference for food, a preference for things that you like to do. Maybe you have a preference for certain sports. You could watch the basketball game or the baseball game. What is your preference? Which one do you want to watch more?
And Carolyn used a word earlier, the word prefer. This is the verb form, P-R-E-F-E-R. I prefer the easier tasks, but let's continue. But this can lead to the easy jobs getting checked off while the long ones remain. Okay, so that can be a problem. You just focus on the easy tasks, and then you just forget about the more difficult tasks. I think we talked about that a little bit in our introduction today.
Yes, but don't worry, there is a solution right here. Divide long assignments into smaller parts. And we have a word from the word bank, the word assignment. Now, an assignment is a task or a job that you are given to do. So an assignment could be homework at school or a project at work.
All right, so what about your homework assignment? Are you finished working on your assignment? It's something that your teacher assigns for you to do. Or if you're working in a company or at a job, then your boss will assign you to do certain tasks. Some of them are difficult, some of them are easier. So you can divide your long assignments or maybe your more difficult assignments into smaller parts.
That's right. So, for example, don't write plan trip to Japan. Oh, that is a lot to do. Write, check plane ticket prices online. Well, that does seem a lot simpler.
That's right. It breaks up your bigger assignments into smaller parts. So this makes long tasks seem easier, we read here. You can also use fun tasks as rewards when you finish difficult ones. All right, so here we see the word fun, and it's kind of in quotes here. So maybe a task is not really that fun, but it's easier than other ones, so it might be kind of fun compared to the more difficult ones. And they are kind of rewarding. I would also put the word rewards in quotes as well.
But it might be that it is an actual fun task. Maybe one of the things to do on your list is write your friend a birthday card. Mm-hmm. And that would be very fun. But first, you must finish your math or English assignment. Once you get that done, then you can write the card.
Okay, so far we have seen one problem and one solution. Now here's another problem. Writing the list itself can be a form of procrastination. Yes, I think many people understand this. Let's look at that word, procrastination. It's a big word. It means that you are putting off your work until another time, sometime in the future. You don't want to do it now. You'll do it later.
That's right. So many times I know I tend to have a problem with procrastination. I will know that I need to be doing something right now, but oh, that task is too difficult. It will take too much time. Mm-hmm. I'll just do it later. But then later comes and I have to do it right away. Oh, it can make you very nervous. So you don't want to get into the habit of procrastination.
That's right. Well, there is a famous phrase that says, why put off until tomorrow what you can do today? But procrastinators like to turn it around. They say, why do today what you can do tomorrow? However, I think it is very important. I think Carolyn would agree. We should try to get things done as fast as possible. Don't procrastinate.
Well, to-do lists can be a form of procrastination because writing it gives you a sense of accomplishment without doing any real work. And that can be a problem because you feel like you've done so much just writing the list, but you haven't done any real work.
Well, let's talk about that phrase, real work. What is real work at the office? Well, for me, it requires some creativity. It's not just mindless work. For me, real work is kind of, it involves creativity of some kind. But what about you? What is real work for you?
Well, you might have a task that you need to get done. That would be your real work. But instead, you are checking your Facebook. That is not real work. That is procrastination.
Yes, it certainly is. Well, it's time for us not to wait any longer. Let's continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 preference 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 prefer, 更喜欢或偏好这个动词。所以 preference 是指偏好或偏爱。例如 Greg has shown a strong preference for astronomy since he was a boy. Greg 自从是一个小男孩开始就表现出对天文学的偏爱。或者是 in order to serve our customers better, it's important to know their preferences. 为了要给客户更好的服务，知道他们的偏好是非常重要的。接下来我们看的是 procrastination 这个不可数名词。Procrastination 是指拖延或延迟。例如 any procrastination in decision making can cause a loss of millions of dollars. 任何决定上的延误都可能造成几百万美金的损失。它的动词是 procrastinate, P-R-O-C-R-A-S-T-I-N-A-T-E, 意思就是延迟。例如 the buyers intentionally procrastinated when making their house payments. 这些买家们蓄意地拖延他们的房屋贷款。
We are on the second day of our article, The Psychology of To-Do Lists. And so far, we have talked a little bit about some of the problems and their solutions with to-do lists. The first one was that most people have a preference to do short tasks first. But there is a solution. You can divide those longer assignments into shorter parts so that they seem easier.The second problem we talked about today was that writing the list itself can be procrastination. But the solution is coming up in the next part of our lesson. Don't worry, let's not procrastinate any longer.
The Psychology of To-Do Lists. Solution. Don't just list tasks.Decide when and where to do them. This will help you follow through. Some experts recommend a method called if-then planning. For example, rather than writing, call Steve, write, Monday after lunch, call Steve. Others abandon to-do lists altogether because they prefer scheduling tasks on a calendar. Remember, to-do lists are tools. They won't solve all your time management problems,But if used well, they can make you more effective at work and at home.
Well, before the break, we were talking about a problem. The problem is writing the to-do list could be itself a form of procrastination. All right, here is the solution. Don't just list tasks.Decide when and where to do them. So be specific.
That's right. List when and where to do them. And this will help you follow through. Now that is an interesting phrase, to follow through with something. Let's look at that. If you follow through with it, that means that you complete it. You continue the task until it is done.
That's right. You follow through. So if you start to do something, don't just finish before it's done. You need to follow through in order to make sure that it is really good. And this reminds me of something we talked about earlier this month. If you started a poem or a song or something else creative, don't just put it to the side and not think about it. Follow through. Finish something that you started.
That's right. So make sure that you follow through with your work and as well as with your fun projects that you have. Now, some experts recommend a method called if-then planning. If something happens, then something else will also happen. For example, rather than writing call Steve, write Monday after lunch, call Steve. So if it's Monday after lunch, then call Steve.
That's right. There is some good if-then planning. Okay, others abandon to-do lists altogether because they prefer something else. They prefer scheduling tasks on a calendar. Okay, so that's another kind of solution here. They want to schedule on a calendar instead. But let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to abandon something. That means to just leave it. You're not finished with it. You shouldn't leave it, but you are just going to leave it. You abandon it.
That's right. So abandon, or to leave something, to ignore it and just walk away from it. You don't want to abandon your work. You need to get it finished. Don't procrastinate. Don't get in the habit of procrastination. And you don't want to abandon your teammates. So if you are working on a project with someone, don't abandon them. Make sure that you follow through and finish what you start.
I think that's great advice. Of course, it's possible to just abandon a project, but what's even worse is abandoning other people that you're supposed to be working with. Okay? So don't do that. However, you might find it more helpful to schedule tasks on your calendar, so it's okay to just abandon to-do lists altogether. Well, it's time right now for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud about that word altogether.
Hi, friends. How do you spell altogether? Is it one word or two words?
Well, that will depend on what you want to say. Each spelling brings with it a different meaning.
Okay, first, altogether spelled as one word. This is used as an adverb, meaning completely or to the full extent. Here's an example. That test was altogether too difficult.
In other words, when all is said and done, the test was a difficult one. So, altogether, there is one word. Now, let's look at all together as two words. The word all indicates a group of something. So the phrase all together means everyone or everything in a group, acting together. Can you think of an example, Ken?
Sure. The last time we were all together was in 2001.
So that's all together, two words. If it's still not clear, try this little trick. If you can rephrase the sentence by breaking up all and together, then you should write all together as two words.
So instead of saying the last time we were all together was in 2001, you might rephrase it and say,
the last time all of us were together was in 2001.
Altogether 要怎么拼? 这要看你想要表达的是什么。若是说大家一起 all together, 那是两个字 all together. 比如说 the last time we were all together was in 2001. 我们上次在一起是在2001年。另一个 all together 是拼 a l t o g e t h e r 一个字。这个 all together 是个副词，表示总而言之完全的。That test was altogether too difficult. 总而言之, 那个考试太难了。今天的课文讲说, others abandon to-do lists altogether because they prefer scheduling tasks on a calendar. 其他人 altogether 完全抛弃代办事项清单, 因为他们喜欢在日历上安排工作。那这个 altogether 呢, 因为是一个副词, 所以就算你拿掉它, 也不会影响句子的独立性或文法。但是大家一起的 altogether 两个字是不能拿掉的, 要不然就会变成一个不完整的句子。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Let's say that word all together now.
All together. Well, that was altogether wonderful.
That was. It really was, Gabe. Well, let us continue reading. Remember, to-do lists are tools. They won't solve all your time management problems. And this is true. They will not solve your time management problems.
Yes, so they are just tools. You can't use something like this to solve all your problems, but if used well, they can make you more effective at work and at home. All right, so we saw some problems in this lesson, and we saw some solutions. And of course, if you know how to use these to-do lists, then you can be more effective wherever you are.
Well, we want to continue being effective in learning English and enjoy a review skit. Then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Feed the dog? Go grocery shopping. Clean the house. No.
What are you doing?
I'm going over this to-do list.
That's good. A list reminds people what to work on.
Yeah, but look how long it is. These tasks are overwhelming.
Oh, that is a long list. What should be done first?
I don't know. I'm faced with so many choices, and I'm finding it hard to do anything.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So what should I do?
Prioritize the items on the list. Start with the most important tasks first.
But I have a preference for the short, easy tasks. I'll do those first, and then I can check them off.
But then the long jobs remain, right?
Yeah, right. That's a problem. So what should I do?
Divide the big parts into smaller assignments. And then use fun tasks as rewards when you finish difficult ones.
Yeah, okay. First, I'm going to add some more items to my to-do list. It gives me a sense of accomplishment.
That's a form of procrastination. It's a problem.
What should I do?
Don't just list tasks. Decide when and where to do them.
Okay, yeah. Good idea.
Oh.
Done.
Great. Now you're ready to start.
No, you are. This to-do list is for you.
Oh.
OK, 接下来我们看这段课文一开始的句子。This will help you follow through. 里面的 follow through 这个动词片语。Follow through 是指坚持或进行到底。例如 ,Chloe is good at planning, but really bad at following through. Chloe 很会做计划，但是非常不会执行到底。如果要说明完成什么事物的话，要用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,Richard was assigned to follow through on this project.Richard 被指派要确认这个计划彻底完成。最后我们看的是 abandon 这个动词。abandon 是指放弃或中途停止。例如 ,David was forced to abandon his studies because of his illness. David 由于生病被迫停止学业。abandon 也指抛弃。例如 ,this little baby was abandoned in front of an orphanage. 这个小宝宝被遗弃在一家孤儿院的门口。或者是 the captain decided to abandon ship as it began to sink. 船开始下沉的时候，船长决定要弃船。And I guess we have to go back to our teacher now.
Well, it's been a great article, The Psychology of To-Do Lists. And we saw three problems and three solutions that have to do with to-do lists. So does this lesson change your opinion about to-do lists at all? Carolyn?
Well, I hadn't really considered all of these problems before that were mentioned in the article about to-do lists. But I think that these solutions will help me to make my to-do list much more effective, and I will not, be procrastinating quite as much.
Well, I agree with you. I found that one very helpful, too. Not to just write out a to-do list, but to be specific about when and where I will do something. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you next time, right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!